This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Baby, tell a kiss is under pussy. Tell a kiss is unknown.
What a beautiful song, man.
Yay.
Oh, tell a kiss.
Great morning. Hey,
it's a beautiful one.
It's that type of love.
Exactly.
So come closer.
You know, this song stuck with me because it's been a minute in Gingalizwa.
Yeah.
In the past few years. And then, Ngizokuthulizolo, and it stuck on me.
And it stuck on you.
And ngathi ngitshela umuntu izolo ethi ngithiza ngimphuze. Wathi ungiphuzelani manje. Hey, Mazulu.
Ah, phela it's KZN, you know. You need water.
As we welcome Umniniyo, Uberita. Uberita, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning.
Hey.
Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, this is a song. I think Tina, let's be honest, Mbelo.
About
love. About kiss. Now it makes
nothing.
Sense.
Nothing.
At least,
exactly.
Now we are starting to relate now.
I love that line.
A beautiful love song. I wonder what was going through her mind.
What was happening in this song, Uberita? As we welcome you on the show, by the way.
I think this is one of the songs that I was just playing my guitar. And those lyrics just came out of my mouth. Came out, and I was like, oh wow, this is nice. And then from there, I started building the song. But I think I'm a kiss namgya wa panda, so.
Yes. Wow, beautiful, man. Yo, you started way back before 2012, by the way, because Nasizokwazi ngo 2012 with that new single,
Uthandweni,
that broke the ice. How was it like before 2012? And when that song hit, and it broke out, what was happening in your mind at the time?
So at the time, 2012, I was a student being funda at Walter Sisulu University, East London, a postdam, and then sawuqala umculo bengazi nokuthi nje mhlambe emculweni kuyabhadalwa uzofumana imali. I just love music. In my spare time, I would be just on my guitar after school. I'm just playing my guitar. And luckily, I had the opportunity then to record the album. Even after I recorded the album, I went back to school and continued like nothing had happened. Until one day, a friend of mine called me and said, please put your headphones on. There's someone singing on radio, and I think it sounds like you.
Wow.
And that's when Tandolwethu had started playing on radio. And by the end of the year, the song was going big. Oskido ended up remixing the song and changing my life. I mean, I still continued studying, but on weekends I would go and perform music. And I was introduced to a whole new world, you know. And I also got to travel all across South Africa because that song is big everywhere.
It was big.
Doing gigs. I got to see the country. And I got that experience of breaking out as an artist, and I think it's an experience that everyone, when you start out as an artist, you want that.
That is amazing. So the song Uthandolwethu, this is a breakup song. Wow, go.
You know, yabona, ngithandile the way at the start of the show, when the song first came out, you knew nothing about kisses.
Yeah.
You know, when I wrote Thandolwethu, which I didn't write alone, I wrote that song with a friend of mine, Busisiwe Alicia Smith. When we wrote that song, she was going through a lot. I didn't even know what heartbreak is. I'm telling you, when I Some of the songs, when I get them, they come, maybe it's a chorus or it's a verse or une part in the emnandi. Like, iwayo, pulling, kizi, oh yeah. It's just something I had, but it wasn't developed.
Yeah.
So when I met with Tupusi and I was jamming that, she then put more words to it. And then we started building the song together. 40 years later,
yes, because look, so this, I can tell you. Like,
oh,
eventually.
So this is what this song is about.
Wow. And it's nice that you experience it in your voice, yako, now,
yes.
What you spoke about or what you sang about way many years back. Now, usuyizwa, but usuyizwa ngawe futhi at the same time.
Imagine being like in a breakup, during a breakup, and you're listening to your own song. And you are crying to your own song.
That is crazy.
And it happens. Sometimes I just play my own song and just tears come down. It,
wow.
It really
that
happens.
Is talent.
Wow.
Ever since then, you never looked back, Perita. You've been releasing ama hits for in the past couple of years. How has that journey been for you as an artist in South Africa? In South Africa, as just an Afro Soul artist?
You know, it's been a long journey. It's been 12 years, and it has had its ups and downs. I've been very fortunate. Music has really sustained me the past 12 years. In terms of sound, being recognized in the industry, I think I've also received that recognition. My awards are corner. I'm a summer. I've got a summer for my last album. My first album, Metro FM Award, Unamani nje phakathi, abonisa ukuthi at least my work is recognized. So that has been amazing. And then performing as well, I've had the opportunity to perform in all provinces in South Africa.
Yes.
I've performed in 14 countries in Africa. I've performed in Zimbabwe,
wow.
Zambia, Botswana, Lesotho, Tanzania, Kenya, Ghana, Senegal.
Beautiful.
I've also, performed in Europe, Germany, Spain.
Oh.
So music has really taken me places.
And
I've also had those down times as well. I'm a challenges that come with being an artist in the music industry. It's not a regulated industry. You have to learn, and sometimes you have to get beaten first. You have to go through exploitation before you learn the lessons. And sometimes not all songs are always hits. Sometimes ingoma enye not so much. And also, things have changed. When I first started emculweni, it was those days ama CDs. So we used to push CDs, and then now music is all digital.
Now it's digital.
It's taken me a long time. Yes, taken me a long time to understand the digital side of music.
Yes.
Even when I first started, people didn't know what I looked like, but they love my music. Now
we know you.
Yes. And that also comes with my challenges with like mental health, because music is art. So now it's almost like music has been turned into like content, which is also an art form, but it's taken time as an artist to understand all these changes. But by the grace of God, I'm still here and I'm still doing my best.
Definitely. And to look at Utu Gewa Sebenza Nabanta, so powerful like you in the industry, like Oliver Mtukuti, Obab Huma Sukela, that really says a lot about the brand that you are.
And she even talked about Oskito remixing the song.
Imagine.
About Amanda Black, like a lot of artists.
Yes.
So it's been good. Now there's this new one, Kukuletu. It's a different sound from Uperitas Mazio. It's a very different, but a very nice sound as well. Kukuletu, it's new, it's fresh. I'm not going to say much about the song. We have the song in front of us. We're going to play it, Masbuya.
Yes.
Let's chat about it, Perita, man. Oh, I love it. Perita again is joining us in Amplan J, 26 after 9, in case you have just joined us. We're playing a new single, Kukuletu. Good morning.
Mama kade bizo lwami yabona lonto sozijika xele jume zakho nazo zixelele zazo yabona bambani kusene phela mna ndikhusele ngicalele ngophezulu nabo phansi
New one from Perita. Yay. This one is called Kukulete. Niliku
Kukulete. Niliku.
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 Oh, what a beautiful song, man. This song is amazing, Perita. How did it come about and what's the meaning of the song?
This song is actually 3 years old. Can you imagine?
Whoa.
I wrote this song in 2022. Yes.
Okay.
And I was going through a difficult time. Then he go, wah. I had to even leave Joe back and say I am going back home. But mangifika ekhaya abazali bam bangithatha kamnandi. But wena umntana wethu zange nje waxosha ekhaya.
Yathanda
and we're very proud of you, and you know you can always come home anytime. So I got a support from home, I think, during my lowest time. And I was like, wow, you know, Kukuletu is actually my original name. Kukuletu ligamalam. Yes, ligamalam le ID. Ligamalam enganikwa ngabazali bam lelo. So, Uberita. Yes, Uberita is my mother's name, but I use it as my stage name because it's such a beautiful name.
It's a beautiful name.
And when I first started in music, my first record label said, if you call yourself Kukuletu, that's such a common name. Like, it doesn't have that thing.
Yes, it's okay.
For music to be an artist, I don't agree. But I think when I went home, I had to put Berita on the side and say, you know what? Ngabali Kuku. So then I wrote this song about it. And now I'm ready to share. I'm ready to share who I am as Kukuletu.
Ah, Kukuletu, your song is amazing, man. And usebenzeno banlinguma, because it's a very nice sound. I can't pinpoint ukuthi how does it sound like. It's so summer, in a summer vibes. It's so African as well. I cannot pinpoint exactly. Who did you work with?
Yes. So this song, I collaborated with people from different spaces because I wanted to sound the Afro soul. I wanted to take it to another level. So I worked with two producers they work in Germany, George and Philip. They produce a lot of for international artists. So I worked with them on the production and the composition of the song. In terms of songwriting, I worked with Ubongi Palisi Mantagana. So like I say, most of the times I'll come up with a hook or a chorus. That I came up with that. Then I take that to Ubongi because we write together and I say, I've got this idea. Then now we build it. And then Chubu will say, okay, what do you want to say? I'm like, okay, I want to say, abazali bami, yimilona. Then we just start, you know, back and forth, that creative process of bouncing ideas and building the song. Then the second part in the verse, where I'm rapping. I can't rap.
Yes, we had that.
Me and Bonnie were in studio working on the song, and there's another artist called Manuel Star. I think he did that song, Nalingi. Nalingi.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know that artist. So he's an amazing songwriter. So he heard the song and said, Berita, let me teach you how to rap.
Wow.
So he added that part, like just the melody. Na 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 na. And then we went and then put lyrics on it. So it's an international song. It's a pan-African because, I mean, Manu is originally from the Congo. I'm originally from Zimbabwe. Bongi is from the Eastern Cape, South Africa. And then there's producers from Germany as well.
Wow. Hence the sound. It's that African sound. Beautiful. Mm.
Yes, it's amazing. And not only are you amazing in the music, but also academically, you are performing wonders. I saw your post on Instagram, on Facebook, Otsinje. They called your name, graduation, and you answered with a song. Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing. So, you are an artist. So, how do you find a way to balance these two, like academically and your music?
Yes. So, I've always excelled academically from when I was a child. And I always had a goal to go all the way to master's.
I might change it to PhD
after. But I think that I finished my diploma. And already I was a musician. So I went straight into releasing music. And then I think about 5-6 years later, I started having challenges in the music industry. I felt like I did not understand the business side of music. And I felt like a lot of times as artists, we struggle with that side, right? And we're not able to articulate who, because to build a sustainable like brand as an artist, you have to think of yourself as a business. And I'm such a believer on Ubuntu. Anything that I want someone else to do for me, I must be able to do for myself. I'm the CEO of brand. Basically, Ukukuletu is the CEO of brand.
Wow, definitely.
So that's what made me decide. Let me go back. Last year I was doing my advanced diploma in general management. I'm now doing my MBA, Masters of Business Administration. And the goal is to improve my business, but also help other artists, whether it's through an NGO. I've also sat on the recording board of South Africa.
Wow.
So even when I sit on board, I can bring that creative aspect. I can look at things from a different angle as opposed to someone perhaps who doesn't have this understanding of the creative industry.
Beautiful. Hey, Berita Mdaseka, singathatha kusho nilanga. I mean, you're doing amazing work. Kungaba mnandi. We wish ukuhlala nawe usuku lonke and just have this because to us, we're younger than you, and we're looking forward to
Abantu
Abafana Nawe, where people are doing amazing in the industry, as we are also in the entertainment industry and all that. Now you speak about the business side of music, you know, all those things. Ebaleke kakhulu ukuthi an artist should understand and know.
Yabo. Very, very.
So nje, it's beautiful what you are doing. Maybe to the younger generation, abantu abasakhula ababukela kuwena, that young girl from Eastern Cape, that young girl from Zimbabwe, or just in Africa, what can you say to that person omncinci who still looks up to, looking forward to ukuba kule position okuyo nje at this moment?
Engikuyo. I have to say ukuthi believe in yourself. People are going to tell you what you know you can. And, you know, being an artist is very similar to being an entrepreneur. Right now, we can see what's happening in our countries. I'm talking about South Africa. I'm talking about Zimbabwe. I'm talking about Africa. Young people are unemployed.
Yes.
We don't have jobs as young people. So whatever gift God has given you, whether it's the gift of singing, whether you can make a dress, whether you're gifted academically, use it. Go all out with that gift. And also be open-minded, because you may have, I studied financial information systems, but guess what? I'm an artist.
Wow.
I'm studying business, but I'm an artist. You can have studied engineering and then you end up making a hair product. You can have studied accounting and then you end up painting. But do something and be open-minded, be open to owning your own business, be open to employing yourself and employing other people around you.
That's beautiful, man. No, thank you so much.
You can do it.
Definitely. Definitely.
Amazing.
You can do it. Just do it. Just start. Just do something.
Where to find
Uberita there. Anything that we can look forward to? I know you're pushing Ikuguletu right now. Are you looking forward to any EPs or are you just pushing Ikuguletu at the moment?
I'm pushing Ikuguletu. I also have a merchandise, Yami. So I'm creating an apparel brand. Just inspired by my journey, my music, and my lifestyle. I've been selling it at my show. So when people come and watch me live, they also get to buy the merchandise. But now we want to put it online.
Mm.
So 1st of August, I'm pushing towards releasing the merchandise online.
Shout out.
Follow me on @BerithaAfroSoul on all social media platforms. Yeah, post a lot of people. I'm in corner.
Yes. Also corner, yes.
Thank God.
Wow, no, thank you so much, Berita. I really appreciate your time, man, and all the best in the music industry and in your business side of it, of things as well. Looking forward to that as well. As you are saying, you have now a merchandise or you push out as well. All the best in every aspect of your life, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate
it.
It's Ileku.
Ileku. Thank you so much, Berita. Have a lovely day. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.